Maybe it's just me, but there's something rather indulgent about watching a man fall apart just before he thinks he's gotten away with something. See, when I was there that morning, and I was relaxing, having my coffee, that first little catch in his breath, the way his eyes just stopped for half a second, I knew I had him. So I waited, and I watched, and he glanced over and glanced away, and a few minutes went by, and he did it again. So now he's watching me, and he doesn't know that I can see him in the glass. So I just waited until he was almost unnerved, until he was almost about to look away, and I just let the heel of my shoe slip free of my foot. So that's not to say that the shoe was dangling off my toes, but it was definitely leaning in that direction, you could say. I thought the poor guy was going to come in his pants right there. But I wasn't done with him yet. I waited. And eventually he got hold of himself and he tried to collect his thoughts. He tried to go back to just what he had been doing, but now it was done. I mean, at this point, you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound, right? So I made sure that I stretched those legs right out in front of me. I even let my shoe slip off a little bit further, so now the tip of it was dangling off of my toes. That I had gotten a pedicure a day or two before, so they were bright red. Can't miss bright red toes on 36.5-inch long legs. It just doesn't happen. But when they're flexing, stretching, and you get to watch as my calves rub together while I cross now my left leg over my right. When I just rest my foot on the chair directly opposite me, having kicked my shoes off. He couldn't stop staring. I could watch every single bead of sweat sliding down over his face. I even watched him try to take a drink out of an empty cup. And still, I just crossed my legs, one over the other, feeling the skirt of my dress slip up a little bit more, showing off a little bit more of my thigh. Nothing inappropriate, but definitely exactly what he needed. He was actively squirming in his chair at that point. Could you imagine being him? Could you imagine sitting across from a beautiful woman like me, being toyed with, watching all of that skin flex and release, that soft, dewy skin that all you want to do is rub yourself right up against? I'll tell you what. This is Mistress Ryan from apropertease.com. You give me a call, we'll see how you do against those legs of mine.